Taking a look now at sports. Raymond Filia threw 6 touchdown passes, leading the Cleveland Gladiators into the playoffs with a 47-35 victory over the Columbus Destroyers. Rookie Randy Himes had 4 catches for 78 yards and 3 touchdowns last night. And Otis Ammi added 3 catches for 71 yards and 2 scores for the Gladiators, who clinched a berth in the National Conference playoffs. Matt Nagy threw for 293 yards and 3 touchdowns. And C.J. Johnson had 11 catches for 173 yards and 1 touchdown for the Destroyers. Edwin Encarnacion broke up an unlikely pitcher's duel with a 2-run single in the 7th inning, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the New York Yankees 6-0 yesterday. Encarnacion's 2-out hit off Dan Gies gave Cincinnati the lead, and Corey Patterson followed with a drive to right off Jose Veras for his 100th career homer. Brandon Phillips tacked on a 2-run single in the 8th. Darrell Thompson worked 5 innings in his Major League debut for Cincinnati, which has won the first 2 games in his trip to the Bronx since it swept New York in the 1976 World Series. Pitcher CeCe Sabathia hit a tape measure home run and struck out 10, highlighting the Cleveland Indians' 7-2 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers in 11 innings yesterday. Jamie Carroll opened a 6-run 11th with a single and capped the burst with a sacrifice fly. Sabathia enhanced his reputation on the mound and at the plate in his first start at Dodger Stadium. The reigning AL Cy Young winner launched a home run estimated at 440 feet and improved to 12 for 40 lifetime as a hitter. Catch the Indians today at 3:37 on 93.5 WBNV. Carl Edwards got back into victory lane in the NASCAR Nationwide Series with a victory at the Milwaukee Mile last night. Edwards shoved his fellow Sprint Cup Series standout Clint Bowyer sideways with 25 laps to go, then held off young lion Joey Logano for his first nationwide victory of the season after dominating the series last year. It was Edwards' first victory in the series since winning at Nashville last June. Coming up today at 5 o'clock on KC105, it's the Toyota Save Mart 350, where Casey Kane has the pole. Taking a look now at your forecast for today, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning and this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, chance of rain is 50%. And for tonight, a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the lower 50s, chance of rain is 40%. It's currently 57 degrees outside. I'm Brooke Stratton reporting for ABC News. News, sports, and weather when you want it at yourradioplace.com.